Hey, I'm Dina Blizzard, and you're watching One Funny Morning.
Welcome to One Funny Morning Show.
From Monday to Friday.
And sometimes on Saturday.
Why would you say that in front of all these people?
You never know what's gonna happen.
Carmen!
Cortez!
Good morning, everybody!
What's outside your weather door?
Good morning!
Uppy, uppy.
Uppy, everybody!
Hi, I'm Steak Diane. I'm on location in Myrtle Beach, enjoying this beautiful view and awesome sunrise. And you're watching One Funny Morning with your host, Dina Blizzard.
Oh, she did such a great job. I didn't know she made a video down there of it. We should have everybody make videos when we're on location. Speaking about on location, we're back in the studio with my favorite co-host, Lulu Pecorino. Lulu Pecorino. That's your intro. I'm going to turn around. Now's a good time. You want to turn around and say hi to people? We're back in the kitchen, which means I have my vase back. Mm-hmm. Sunny, you're definitely going to have to explain this show to the nurse. And why is she drinking out of a vase? Nobody knows. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Annette, I can't even imagine. I'm going to be honest, one of the greatest things about being in New Jersey, you need a light jacket. A light jacket. Did you say light jacket? I love light jackets. Lulu, good morning. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, there's that. It is like she's giving me the cold shoulder. Train from Florida to Jersey. Long 23-hour train ride. Oh my gosh. You're crazy. Although I just drove for 3 days, so there's that.
Mm-hmm. Hey, you talking to anybody today?
I'm sure everybody would love to see the front of your face. Lulu is my spirit animal. I don't feel like looking at people today either. What if you just went to work and in every one of your meetings, you just face the opposite direction? I mean, is that wrong? I think not. I think not. I'm going to spit. How's the internet? It seems like it's fine. I'm not going to mess with it. Good morning from the couch, said Missy. I wish I was laying on the couch. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My top, I believe, came from Diana from a Goodwill. So you're welcome. Mm-hmm. You don't know how excited I was to get back to my vase. This is the only way I know how that I'm drinking enough water. So there's that. And then I came home and found this note in the fridge, which I'm sure you all have this at your house, where somebody comes to your house, makes food, and then to put masking tape notes all over it. I don't know when this kicks in. Is it 60 or 70? I hope I'm there for it. Like if one day, like eventually, like I get old and Missy gets old and we become the ladies that become the golden girls. Jeremy will be there too. He'll be a golden girl as well. This is what we'll do every day. But like on Missy's forehead, it'll just be a piece of tape that just says Missy. Because we'll be old. We won't know who we are. You're welcome, Missy. That invitation is serious. So I think maybe from like your 60th birthday, maybe you just start getting people masking tape. Yeah, you know she's feeling better when she start leaving masking tape on food. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And she had similar to crack me up. Yeah, Carrie, of course she did. What did she write on it? It says gluten-free cornbread. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. I kicked in at 59. No, oh, I got 9 years. Mm-hmm. Thank you for letting me know. An approximate age. I'm sure it kicks in. Mm-hmm. Now, Steak Diane did a great job on location. I would like everybody. This is a good vote. We could play that game when we try to guess each other's name. First day of seventh grade for my son. Back to regular school. So hoping to be back full time now. Have missed the lives. Mm-hmm. Nancy's like, I'm 52 and I don't do that. It must be 70, not 60, said Becky. I think it might be depending on your area. Mm-hmm. It might be regional. Mm-hmm. Right, Lil? Mm-hmm. I wish that I could go to meetings with this face. Oh, she's like, what? Why you gotta say it? I just wish. I wish that I could be in a meeting. Like, I wouldn't do it. I still feel like this video is just so choppy. Let me try the different in that. It's going to mess up for a second, but I can see it's choppy here. Hold on. Okay, let's try that. Mm-hmm. It is choppy, so curly top. All right, hopefully this is better. We're back home, so I got to get on the right internet. There's two here, so. Mm-hmm. Gloria, good morning. Yeah, no, I'm telling you, if I was at work and somebody had this face, I would absolutely probably sit across from them. Because I would just watch their face the whole time. I'd be like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen. I won't do it, but I'm sure other people would. I forgot to put these lights on. I'm all discombobulated today. It's very funny. It's like when mom goes to work, everything changes around here. It's like that. I'm the mom. I went to work. Mm-hmm. I would want to pet them. That's pretty much my face in meetings, said Tanya. And that is why I would like to sit across from you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Kezia, why would you say good morning from a dreary, more southern Maryland? Listen, Kezia, I was fine with that whole sentence except for moist. I don't know why you would use that casually in conversation. It upsets people. And by people, I mean me. I told you, every time we do like designs for t-shirts, Jeff tries to put a moist shirt into the mix, no matter what it is. He'll send me the samples and then they'll just send one that just says moist. And it upsets me every time. So there's that. Mm-hmm. 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 The word moist is a borderline swear word. There you go. Mm-hmm. Good morning from Rocky Like a Hurricane, Florida. What's that? Is that a new song? Okay. I just listened to the funniest song on my drive home. So I kind of purposely listened to the radio while driving through the Eastern Seaboard. Because I do enjoy local radio. I don't know if anybody else does this, but like depending on the part of the world you're in, you're just like, what do people listen to around here? Very eclectic. But there was a funny song called Me Neither. Is it Brad Paisley that sings it? Have you guys heard of this song? It's called Me Neither. No, I didn't. The CD was packed up in the back of my car. So I do have it here. I was going to try to find a CD player. Do you guys know the song Me Neither? Me Neither. It's country. And basically the whole song is this guy trying to ask this girl out. And she keeps saying no. So every time he asks her, you don't hear her answer, but he just says, me neither. Is it an old one, Robin? It's so funny. I never heard it. He'll be like, hey, I thought we could go grab a drink. And then there's just silence. He goes, you know, did you want to grab a drink? And then there's silence. He goes, me neither. And then he asks her to dance. He goes, if you wanted to dance. It does sound like Red Robin, but it's not. It's better. I gotta go look. It's a funny song. If you tell Alexa to just play it, it'll and just say play me neither. It was so funny. And I was like, this, yeah. Anyway, it tickled me. It tickled me. Uh-huh. Kim, it doesn't end well. Booby. Boob. Jane, it's really funny. You'd like it. It was just, I got up from my sister's house and drove at 6 a.m. yesterday. So from like 6 to 8:30, there was nobody to talk to. You know, like normal people aren't up. So, So I was just listening to songs and that one made me laugh. Is he a funny guy, Candace? I thought it was funny. I didn't know who sang it. He should listen to I'm Gonna Miss Her by Brad Paisley. All right. I should have called Tanya. Mm-hmm. Call me anytime, said Denise. Look, all these people were up. Ashley McBride song, Brenda, put on your bra. Put your bra on. Oh, Lucy, you're gonna love it. We never see, no, she's around here. Lulu won't let her get in the chair. Now, Lulu's currently sitting behind the chair, but if I tell Ruby to get in the chair, then Lulu will come up. Ruby, come. Ruby, come on up. Ruby. Here comes Patty. Come on. I don't understand. You won't face the right direction. And then you got down and now I ask your sister to come up and then you're like, oh, you were talking to me. I just think it's funny. I think you're a funny girl. You're just like a girl. You're like, I don't want to look at you and I don't want to like date you or like be around you. But if you try to talk to somebody else, then I'll come back because you're mine. Mm-hmm. She ain't trying to get replaced. She knows David. She's like, I just can't always be on, Dina. I can't always be on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Told the app, I kind of knew Spanish. I don't have any. I'm just watching a lot of you after several questions. I decided I needed to start from the beginning. No, you're right. I'm not on YouTube. Hold on. Hold on. All right, let's see. YouTube, I might have forgotten to put you on. So welcome. We had to change something and I had to. I just put us on YouTube. So I got you set up. Look. You could literally take this part of her. This is how much mush she has. You can take this part of her face and smush it all the way back here. She'll be like, this is awesome. This is awesome. I wish somebody did that to me. Like as I got older and my face got droopy, I wish that somebody would just come in the morning and just push it back. It's a puppy. She's the best. Is it Nazia? Nazani. It's a puppy. Kelly, she just got jealous. That's how it worked. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Please pull my face up in the morning. Like, look at her. She's like, this is the greatest joy I've ever had. Mm-hmm. Annette, have a great day. All right, I have two funny things to tell you, and you're going to want to watch this because this brought me so much joy. Could someone would follow me around and pull back my droopy parts? Exactly. Is Judy here? Is Judy from Saskatoon here? Has anybody seen her? Before I bring out the greatest thing that's ever been sent to me, because I want to make sure she's here. Bom, 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 bom. Yeah, Colby's back there. He's fine. I don't know if he's been eating poop. I haven't been here and I didn't want to find out. Mm-hmm. But they said she's here. Okay. So Judy said to me that she sent me something. Now I was away, I think, when it arrived. So when I got home yesterday, I was kind of settling in and I was taking care. Oh, there she is. She already knows what this is, but I think this is the greatest thing ever. Now, Judy and I had the greatest time ever when I went to Saskatoon. And she says, I'm going to put these pictures together. And I said, okay, Judy, I don't know what I expected, but I got this and it's the greatest thing I've ever had. Here we go. The She Shed Murder Tour of Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada, July 2023. Sit down. I'm going to read it to you. Look at this. This is the back. It's a full story. She said, Dina, this was the most amazing 42 hours of my life ever. I hope this book brings you some fond memories of your time here in the middle of nowhere. Bonds of friendship are never restricted by miles or distance between two people. If you ever need anything, I'm here. She's the best. Okay, here we go. Here's page one. She Shed Murder Tour. In the beginning, Dina Blizzard is delivered into the hands of the murder hostess. That's Judy. I didn't know it was a murder tour until well into the trip. But as Judy points out, there were signs, but she chose to ignore them. So let me explain. So this shelf is filled with all of the lovely pets that Judy's had and all their pictures and or urns. This is the lock on my bedroom door, but the lock. Okay. Okay, Patty. This lock is on the outside of the door. And so she said, Dina, so she opened the door. She goes, Dina, you're staying in here. And I go, that's cool. Why is the lock on the outside of the door? She goes, don't worry about it. And guess what? I worried about it. And then it said, no, Silla, we're too broke to buy anything. We know who we're voting for. We found Jesus. So unless you have an Amazon package, please go away. Initially, she was plied with goodies to make her comfortable and never suspect what was to come next. I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too. So these are all the snacks that she left for me. There's more. Sit back. I just think this chair is not big enough for you to curl up on. Okay, we're done. Okay. Oh, this was hilarious. Are you ready? She was taken to a strange place of bears and berries. She was starting to get suspicious and chose only the three Saskatoon berry sauce. Now look, this was so funny. So we made Belgian waffles. Here they are. We made Belgian waffles. So Judy loads up. And then I come to the table with this. She goes, what is this? I said, I didn't know which ones I wanted. I just wanted to taste it. But you could only go up to the bar once. I didn't know, but I couldn't even finish it. It was, yeah. And then she found a church and prayed. This is the best. Then she pointed out something that I think all of us knew already, but it's good to see it on paper. This is a picture of the skyline of Saskatoon's, the South Saskatchewan River. She goes, who needs the Amalfi Coast when you can have the South Saskatchewan River? They're essentially the same. I don't know if you guys can see it, but this is essentially the Amalfi Coast. And for a lot of money, Judy will take you on a tour. Next, she was taken back to the City of Bridges where the mayor would not take a meeting. That is true. I asked him out a number of times. Then we went shopping. So these are the real shirts. And then Jody took them and turned them into dirty shirts, which I loved. All the mysterious things began to happen. Oh, here's one. She finally realized she truly was on a murder tour and resigned to her fate. Now, these are supposed to be sails of a ship. I don't get it. I said, it looks like a coffin, Judy. That was the first, well, it wasn't the first clue. It was one of many clues that I was on a murder tour. Then something magical happened. And she found a place of safety and solitude. Eat your heart out, Mr. Miyagi, the she shed. She remembered she was the BAC and wanted to share her special place with the multitudes and generously invited Judy from Saskatoon to co-host. This is the best. And then here are the pictures from our dine. And then there was a party. See, I said, welcome to Dine with Dina and Judy. Because she was basically hosting us. I don't know why I can't figure out what is right to left. These were all of our pictures. We did a couple of nightstand pictures. I got my Saskatoon sweatshirt, bunnies, bunny hugs. Oh, yeah. No, I was tickled yesterday. And then here's some more pictures from our trip to Saskatoon. Here we go. And then it took a turn. I think this speaks for itself. They say timing is everything. You ask to borrow tissue and you end up with one giant cucumber. Now, a lot of you weren't here for this particular moment, but I think you saw it on the internet. And I do love how this sign is pointing right to me. It was a wonderful night of making friends from near and far and having a million laughs. We would not have had in large numbers, but we were big in spirit. Thanks to come into Saskatoon and make it somewhere. Making it a somewhere and for making this old girl's dream come true. Right? Yeah, she's gonna have Judy from Saskatoon tours. And before long, it was over and time to reflect, time for one last toast in the shed and to sit back for a moment and relax. We did, we had the best time. And then this is a picture of us. And finally, no matter where the road leads, Dina on her next Sleep with Dina tour, let it be known, I was her first. She's not wrong. And then here's just some more shots of the front of the house. There's the she shed. That's when some of the ladies stayed and they all went on some more touring around Saskatoon. And then our final picture. Farewell, Tune. Beautiful book. I was so excited. And I have to tell you, Judy, I came home and Jacqueline was not happy with me, nor I with her. So we were feeling some kind of way. And then, she was yelling at me while I was opening your package up. And I was so excited about this book. I completely ignored her and then just started. And I was like, oh, look at that. She goes, are you seriously not even listening to me? And I was like, yes, because I have a fancy book. So, Judy, I love it. It's my favorite. Tim just got here. So, it's the best. It was the best. So, real treat yesterday. Real treat. Oh, Tim's here. How we doing?
How's your trip?
Crazy. Little crazy. Everybody's excited that you're here. I told them about the bathroom. So, are you thinking we can do the floor?
Yeah.
The guy said it's not going to come off. It's not going to stuff up. Nope. All right, let's do it. Also, I'm getting rid of those blinds, so you can take that blind attachment off.
Yeah, I didn't
off.
Know. Yeah. So I didn't take that off.
Yeah. I think Jacqueline says she wants to take it to her house. I don't know. Everybody said, hi, Tim. We missed you. Hello. Did you bring the dogs donuts?
Of course I did.
There you go. Dogs are ready for donuts with Tim.
Well, I think calms them down.
So everybody's very intrigued by the fact that you're painting this tile.
Yeah, so yesterday I cleaned it.
So you just scrub
TSP.
It. TSP. Yes, it stands for?
It's an etcher.
It's a what?
Etcher cleaner.
Etcher?
Yeah, it makes little holes for something to grab onto.
Oh, so it's not smooth, so you got to do that.
And then today I got to sand it with 220 just to knock it down again, and then wipe it down with acetone, and I'm ready to go. So
are you
very involved.
Are you painting today or tomorrow? Are you going to paint today?
Yeah.
And how many coats will it take?
The black may take two.
Black may take two. Yeah. And then we were saying we shouldn't be here, right? Or we can be here, but we just shouldn't breathe it.
You shouldn't be in that room.
Okay. I'm not going to be in the bathroom or the bedroom.
Yeah.
And then how long do you think it'll stink for?
It's
pretty stinky.
It's supposed to dissipate pretty quickly, the smell.
Okay.
I have two fans.
Okay.
One's going to blow fresh air in. One's going to
look. Everybody said
out.
That this is the one time
I have to wear a respirator.
I know. This is the one time where mansplaining is appreciated. We will listen to you mansplain time. So Tim, how long have you been a painter?
Since I was 13.
13.
I'm 63.
He's
or so.
Approximately 21 now. 50 years you've been a painter.
Mm-hmm.
So listen, I'm a big fan of paint. Where one does not have funds, one can use paint to revive a room, revive a space, make it fun, and ripping tile out of an entire bathroom is just not on my list of things to do. Now, when I looked it up originally, it had said you couldn't paint the tile in a shower because of the water, humidity, I don't know. And then Tim, it implicitly trusts the guys at Sherwin-Williams, and I trust him. So we're doing it. So now we're painting the walls. So the tile goes up the wall. We're painting the inside of the shower, and we're painting the floor. Mm-hmm. It's a lot, and it's just going to be all bright white, right? And then I think I'm going to go later today and get the, I got to get the
faucet.
Yeah, faucet. And
I knew what that meant.
Yeah, that you know. Mm-hmm. What
you
time
know.
Of paint
you know,
is
what you call
using?
It.
Yeah, you know.
One of those things.
A doohickey. Everybody said, what kind of epoxy are you using?
It's a two-part ceramic epoxy.
Two-part ceramic epoxy. Mm-hmm.
Just had your special order.
Oh. Okay. So and then
I told George, get him two more boxes before the end of the week.
I was going to say, how many coats are you going to do? Two?
Should be two. Yeah.
So you'll do one today and one tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
No. Stupid. One today, one.
What I'm going to try to do is hit the black first, and I can double coat that in 4 hours.
Okay.
So we'll see where we get.
Okay. So
I got, still got a lot of prep work to do.
I was going to say, so when do you think we'll be able to put the vanity in?
Last.
Day-wise? Are we thinking Thursday, Friday?
No.
Tomorrow?
No.
No, Saturday. Next?
Yep.
Tim, no, it's not getting painted black. No, it's not going to be black. There's black in there, so... let me see if I can. Yeah, let me see. Can you hand me that? I'll show you a picture of what's currently there. Yeah, no, it's going to be white. Yeah, I'll show you the before pictures. Let me send them to myself. It's just a lot going on in this bathroom. Listen, I'm sure that at some point.
A lot cheaper to do it this way than to rip the tile out and redo it.
Yeah, for sure. I'm sure, right? I feel like when this was done, I'm sure that this was like beautiful. This was
back when they had green toilets.
My house would have been very cool then. But as we can see, that is not the case still. So let me see if I can bring this in. Hold on.
Ruby's starting to actually come over when I call.
Oh, yeah. Well, you have donuts, so that's helping. Okay, hold on. So my house, was built, I would say, in the 50s, right? 50s, mm-hmm. 60s. And there were parts of this house that were very cool when they were built. But time.
Arches, all the arches. That's 50s.
The arches are good. All right, let me show it to you. Yeah, I saw somebody the other day. There's an arch kit you can buy at the store.
Wow.
I don't know. It was a lady. She was doing it. All right. Here's a picture of the bathroom. Okay. So you can kind of see in this picture the black tile that's at the top. And then it's marble. And the marble's not so horrible. But the black definitely dates it. What?
Not real marble.
What is it?
Tile.
Oh, this is getting worse. And then the floor... See, the floor is a darker gray, so not marble, with the black outline. Are you going to paint the towel holders and like the toilet paper holder?
Mm-hmm.
What about the hinges for the door? They're black. Just for the door. Yeah, on my door. I think I might get a new door.
Door?
Yeah, door. To the shower. I don't know who you call for that, but I got to find the guy.
Glass guy.
A glass guy?
Glass people.
Yeah, if the black outline wasn't there, it wouldn't be too bad. But the idea now is that everything from the black tile down is going to be white. And then there'll be probably like a gray, a light gray at the top. Yeah. So there's just some
that
things.
Vanity was took me a whole day to get that thing out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I got to put it in bins. I don't think they'll take it like that. I got to do that today, too. So the vanity that I bought a vanity on Wayfair. It came with the top and the sink. The only thing it didn't come back, this. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of pattern in a small space. You're not wrong. I actually think that once it's all white, it might even feel bigger, you know?
Yeah, I didn't even look at that yet.
Yeah.
I don't even want
to. Yeah, I can probably start taking, it's going to probably take me an hour to get it out of the box. I like it as it is. Black and white is in. It's a lot. Can you tear down one of the shower walls and switch it to glass? Make you feel more open. I'm sure it would, but I feel like, yeah, that's more money than we have.
Mucho dinero.
Yeah. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. And it was funny because that shower was actually the really nice one compared to the one in the hallway. Because remember the one in the hallway is peach and green.
I didn't understand that job, why it took them so long to do that.
No.
Uh-huh. I don't understand that.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we were down in Margate. Me and Louie were working, and they were doing that. It was like the ninth week, and there still wasn't done this little freaking bathroom.
So, Tim...
So I said, do you want me to come up and finish it?
Tim and Lou renovated a dining room, a kitchen, a bathroom... a backyard, bedroom. A she shed, and a bedroom in the same amount of time that it took them
to do the
10 by 10 bathroom. And then remember the day I came home?
Electric.
Well, the electric was an issue, but the day I came home. Now, you know, like years ago, when they would put showers in, you had to have a huge access panel. Do you remember? And they were always in your hallway so that people could access the pipes and such, but then they figured out how to do it from the front. So I didn't have an access panel. I came home and those guys put a giant hole in my wall in the hallway. And I was like, what's happening? He said, we had to put an access panel. I go, nobody uses access panels anymore. Oh, I was so mad. He's like, we'll put it back. I was like, And then when we had agreed to the bathroom, and it was like, here's the tub, and then there's going to be a closet here. So they said they were finished. I came in and checked everything. I opened the door, and there's nothing in the closet. There's nothing. There's no shelves. It's just a closet. He said, well, you didn't say you wanted shelves. I go, what do you think I'm going to do with this closet? Just put stuff in there. I go, well, how would that be a useful? Yeah. How would that be a useful use of the space? I'm not going to put clothes in here. It has to have, who's going to order a closet? Just a box. Just give me a box with a door. No. It was so dumb. No. No, it was too much. Too much for me. Yeah, so Joyce, in the hallway, we took everything out and we did white subway tile. And the floor is that black and white. It's a really cool pattern. I'll show it to you once I get all these pictures together. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was the last time I used them. You're not wrong. Mm-hmm. It was so funny. He was like, oh, you didn't say you wanted shelves. Said I wanted a closet. Yeah, that's a closet. And the toilet. Oh my gosh, Lorreen, I forgot. Remember the toilet was 1 inch from the wall? Mm-hmm. Remember?
They didn't do the roughing properly.
If you had a hangover and you came home and you wanted to use the bathroom, but also nap, because the wall was right here. I forgot about that. How you forget about that? And I was like, this doesn't look correct to me. I said, isn't there like a standard on like how much? And there is. There's a certain amount of clearance. You probably never thought about it. But every toilet you've ever used has a certain radius around it. Clearance, one might say. You know what you don't do? Is sit on the toilet while leaning up against the wall and just napping. But it was so funny. But we stood there in silence, just stared at each other. I was like, this isn't going to work. What happened here? It's a lot. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There was a lot. I don't think I've ever napped on the toilet. Well, Tara, you have a problem, is what you have. Yeah. Diana used to fall asleep on the toilet all the time. I don't want to say in much more detail about it, but she could have used that toilet. You know what? Actually, that's her bathroom now. When she comes and stays, that hallway bathroom is her bathroom. I should have left it. She would have loved it. She'd be like, Dean, I was tired, but I had to use the bathroom. And that toilet so close to the wall. Mm-hmm. Worked out perfect. Took a nap. I was just going to say, it's like double duty. But then I realized it was a double entendre. I said entendre on the morning show. Who am I? I don't think we've ever said entendre or any big words on this morning show. What are we, 3 years in? We just said entendre. I can't even believe it. Look at who we are. Double duty. Mm-hmm. Tracy, I hope you're feeling better. Yeah, what have you done with Dina? Killed her and learned a couple big words. Whole new show. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It doesn't even sound like a word without the word double in front of it. Like entendre. Do you think can there only be a double entendre? Can there be just entendre? I don't even know how to spell it. Let me do double entendre. Is a figure of speech or particularly a wording that is devised to have a double meaning, of which one is typically obvious, whereas the other often conveys a message that would be too socially awkward, sexually suggestive, or offensive to state directly. That seems exactly like our show. Now, let me see if there's just such thing as an entendre. An entendre. Okay, well, go ahead. Not that helpful. Entendre. What do you mean by that? It means to hear. I can hear people talking. To intend. It's French. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dina McEwen, and she spells her name like I do. Mm-hmm. I don't know, Vianne. I would like to go see Matt at Goodnight's in Raleigh sometime. So maybe I'll put it on my list of clubs to try to come visit. Mm-hmm. And you're so funny. Jody, good morning. Dina, I thought of starting a club, like a Facebook page for people named Dina, but who spell it our way. And just have like meetings, like get togethers. You know how like twins will do that? Or people like who all drive Jeeps and they get to go, like hang out together, or like twins and go to like a twins convention. So I thought, I wonder if you put all the Dinas in one room, like, do we have stuff in common? I don't know. Like, what if there was a Shakendra convention? Yeah. No, a lot of times most of the Dinas are Italian, Spanish, or Greek. The Greek ones are Constantinas that call themselves Dina. So I've seen that. Mm-hmm. It's a Twins Day celebration in Twinsburg, Ohio. Of course it does. Is there a Dinaville where we could all meet up? In Dinaville? Oh, there's a Dinaville. It's called Vegas. What? Mm-hmm. Other Mendes are Jewish men named Mendel. Mm-hmm. My cousin Dina is Polish. Huh. Haven't heard of that. I know, Dina. I feel like all the Dinas live in New York and New Jersey. Yeah. Anyway. All right. So I wanted to read you this article. They spelled Kezi with a K. All right. So this article came through this morning. And I wanted to tell everybody because I think it's amazing. But I also think that it made me feel real dumb. Oh, I thought you missed some. All right, here we go. All right. So this one says, this is the article. Let me see if I can share it with you. Share screen, blah, 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 blah. Okay. So here we go. So these two girls solve an impossible 2,000-year-old mathematical problem. So two high school seniors solve an impossible 2,000-year-old mathematical problem. Then it goes on to say, these girls are from New Orleans, have presented proof of the Pythagorean theorem, which they claim is independent of circular reasoning. I don't even know what that means. That's how dumb I am. Like, just the article about it, I'm already lost. I don't know what we're saying. Oh, it looks like you guys are behind. Hold on. Let me stop sharing and just tell you about it. So it goes on. Its importance to the study of trigonometry, which relies on the theorem, has led previous mathematicians to argue that any alleged proof which uses trigonometry is guilty of circular reasoning. Now they're encouraging them to submit it to like a journal. They claim their proof, which is based on the law of sines, shows that it's possible to prove the theorem using trigonometry without resorting to circular reasoning. The teenagers' presentation was part of a session that also included presentations from researchers from institutions such as the University of Alabama, Louisiana State, and Texas Tech. An interview with Johnson described it as an unparalleled feeling to be presenting her work alongside university professors. It's an incredible article. And these girls are going to go and do something amazing. I never felt dumber. Mm-hmm. You lost me at they solved a math problem, right? I just thought it was so great. And I thought, gosh, what if you had to say, Dina, I did not solve the Pythagorean theorem without using circular reasoning. However, I did do blank. What would it be? Why is Michelle Mooney sending me pictures of Spain? Oh, there is a place called Dina's. There's a place called Dina's Spain, and it's in Spain, and I speak Spanish now? Oh, my goodness. You got Dina, get ready. We're going to Dina's Spain with the Pacheco sisters because we can't go by ourselves. Oh, my goodness. Let me look up Dina Spain. I can't believe this. What? Who's coming? Listen, you don't have to. We're going to loosen it so you don't have to be named Dina, but you have to go by Dina that whole week. But it would be like Dina Endra. It had to be like work with your name, like Athena Dina. Like it has to be part of your name, like Jodina. Tanina, Dania, Dinana. You had to work it out. I can't do everything. All right, let me just find Dina Spain. Hold on. This is incredible. Watch. It's going to be like the trashiest place on the planet. Dina Spain, also called Santa Eulalia. Dineka, exactly. 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 Tamina. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Alejandra Dina. Aladina. Aladina. Boom. Mm-hmm. Steph Dina. Dina K. Mm-hmm. How do you combine Dina and Susan? Dusan. Diusan. It's called Santa Eulalia. I don't think there's anything there. It's one road. They're going to be like, you guys have to leave. You cannot stay here. And let me see what it's close to. Nothing. It's close to nothing. It's close to Pontevedra. Uh-huh. Dinesica. Uh-huh. Yeah, the D has to be at the front. Mm-hmm. It's literally near nothing. I cannot believe that she found it. I keep zooming out. Just see what it's near that I would know. It's near the earth. It's not. Okay, so I've been to Lisbon, which is in Portugal. It's a different country, Dina. Focus. Okay. I've never been anywhere near here. I've been to France. So Madrid is way west. Portugal and Lisbon are south of Dina, Spain. I can't believe it. I have to go. Joey Joe. Doughy dough. Lisbon is where my Vovo is from. What's a Vovo? Lucy. Of course it's Lucy. Lucy, what is a Vovo? She'd be like, my vagina. Okay. What? I can't. A Vovo? Never heard anybody use the phrase Vovo before. Lucy. Grandma? Vovo. It's Portuguese for grandma. It is Vova. Okay, I'm not. Yeah. Of course it's Lucy. Oh, Dekendra. There you go. That's who you are. Barcelona is closer, but it doesn't have the word Dina in it, Ophelia. So you guys, we have to get, stop it. It's the same person, in and out, same person. We've got to get Ophelia on a trip. Dina is a port city on the Mediterranean coast. The walls of Dania Castle, there's a castle, dominate the hilltop. Its ruins also host the archaeological museum with Roman something something. The toy museum explores Dania's rich toy making heritage. The ethnological museum, a 19th century townhouse, has displays of local life. Nearby are the Baroque Assumption Church and the Arcadia City Hall. I want to go to España. Quiero viajar a España. Oh, I read it. I call her Bo. That's mom. Bova. Wow. Interesting. And now we have to put it on our list of trips. Oh, it's so exciting. How did we get there from these two girls that solved some beautiful mathematical equation? Amazing. And now we're going to Spain. There we go. And that's all it took. Who wants to tell Wendy? Because I feel like this, like she's done some trips. We've never gone international. Just people walk around. Hey, vulva. Hey, vulva. Where, honey, where's your vulva? I love your vulva. Where is she? Like, well, that is private. TripAdvisor has a list of 15 best things to do. Let me look it up. Best places to visit. Let me see. What can you do? And Dina's, I can't even believe it. This is a thing. I don't even know what any of these words are. I did not get this far in Duolingo. There's a bodega, a vinoteca o museum. It's probably a winery and museum. Adega Eidos, winery and vineyard. Mostly just drinking in vineyards. I mean, it sounds like us. I'm not going to lie. Punta Vecano is a park. And jet skiing. All right, well, that feels like all the stuff that I'd want to do. So, wow. Wow. Bodega is a market, yeah. Or so Alejandra says bodega is a warehouse. I know. I liked Volvos for a while, but I made my mom come with me to go look at a Volvo years ago, but I couldn't stop calling it my Volvo. So I'm sure that happens a lot when people buy a Volvo. Like, have you seen my Volvo? Stop it. I am trying to be a classy lady, okay? And you guys are ruining it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Denise, now you have to start Duolingo because you have no idea when I'm about to be like, ladies, we're going to Spain. But I would be saying it in Spanish. Oh, how would I say it? Mujeres. Nosotros. Viajamos. A España. Oh. Quiero boleta y moleta, boleto and moleta. And I'm just saying words. I don't even know what these words mean. Alejandro, that was really good, right? Our nachos are going to Spain. No, that's not what I said. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my pronunciation is getting better. Mm-hmm. Oh, Anne Marie, funny you should mention, where are we going in December? Big announcement tonight, we think. Team is getting together today to discuss. Maleta is, see, you were closing, didn't you? I was, no, I didn't. Boleto is ticket, right? And maleta is suitcase. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Muy bien. Guys, I have learned words. Uh-huh. Exactly, Jennifer. I'm glad you picked it up. So I have a feeling that if we did go to Spain, I would just have the Pacheco sisters behind me. And I, of course, would be leading, going, hola, me llamo Dina. Quiero y 100... Drunk mujeres, que amos, quiermos. I'm just saying words. They're not right. Mm-hmm. And then they would be like, she didn't mean that. Quiermos, diez, vino tinto. Uh-huh. Y unos. Vino blanco, uh-huh, borrachas, drunk women, borrachas. I need to do mujeres borrachas. That's it. Me y mujeres borrachas, beber, vino tinto y vino blanco, mm-hmm. I won 100 caramels, 12 red vines, and one white one. Oh, it wasn't caramels, but whatever. Mm-hmm. But the whole time, I imagine Belinda and Gina behind me going, she didn't want that. She wants, mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. And cinco margaritas. Give me one margarita. And everybody has to learn that song so we can sing it on the plane on the way over. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're going to Spain. And remember I said, if I finish all of Duolingo and I become fluent, Diana was going to pay for me to go to Spain. So working it out. Oh, we have to sing it in Spanish? No, we're going to sing it in English. And then we'll say something in Spanish at the end. No, in Spain, we ask for sangria. It's so good. Is that the big drink of choice? All of us on the same plane, girl. And we all will be singing. That's going to be our song when we get off the plane. Give me one more. Yeah. Se muchos vino and muchos chorizo. Yo quiero Taco Bell. Mendy's ready. She is ready. Carmen, of course you're coming. How will we find each other? You have to go, Carmen, and everybody go, Cortez, and that's how we'll get back together. Mm-hmm. Isn't the word margarita just margarita? If it is, then we might be able to sing the song. Give me. I don't know what this word. Give me uno margarita. And then all the rest of it's dirty words. Mm-hmm. Okay. This was fun. We should plan fake trips more often. And I want to thank sexy producer Michelle for letting me know that there is a Dina. And the irony of the Dina convention in Dina is there'll be just one Dina besides myself, real one, and a whole bunch of fake ones. Mm-hmm. Margaritas without salt, sin sal. Mm-hmm. See, I'm ready, said Kathy. Me amo Kathy. Me puedes. Can you bring me, what's dar? Can you bring me a margarita, please? But I don't know what dar is. One carado, una margarita. My vote was just a baby tag because her name is Margarita. My Vovo was just suggested to be tagged because her name is Margarita. I love it. Dar is give. Give. Got it. Thank you. Interesting. Oh, Dean. Yeah. You ready for today? Yeah. Oh, is it tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, tonight's baseball, right? What time's the game?
I don't know. I think it's later tonight.
All right. You gonna make your appointment for a haircut?
I'm just going to go in the city somewhere.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. You all set for today?
Yeah.
Okay.
See you later.
All right. I love you. Tengo un pasaporte. Mm-hmm. Dean, get ready. We're going to, there's a place called Dina, Spain. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a Dina convention. There's only one other Dina going, and then a whole bunch of mujeres baratas. You didn't know what that meant. Did I say it right? Baratas? Mm-hmm. Very fun in Spain. Mm-hmm. So fun. All right, listen, we should go. Everybody start working on your pasaporte and your Duolingo A. And just know that if you're not sure what the word is, just add A at the end. That's not true. Sometimes the words don't even remote. I don't understand why the word for enjoy is disfrutas. Disfruta. It's not even a pretty word. Like bonita means pretty. And it sounds like it means disfruta. It sounds angry. But it means I am really enjoying this. Barata is cheap. Well, you are cheap women as well. I forgot what the drunk word was. But treat cheap and drunk women. If I could figure out the word dirty, I feel like that would round out our group. Mujeres. Oh, I just learned dirty, but I didn't memorize it yet. I just learned dirty and clean. Yeah. Disfrutes. Mm-hmm. So, borracha. Barata. Barata is, what did I say? Borracha. Borracha, borracha, that's what I just learned. Yeah. Yeah, I know. Demasiado is the word T-O-O too. And it's the longest word I've learned so far. I go, how are you going to demasiado and make that the shortest word is now the longest word. Uh-huh. Yeah. Stop it. Sucio. So it'd be mujeres sucio. Borrada. Orange cheese. Okay. Listen, we have time. We have time, but we're going to need to get this down. Lucia y limpia. Limpia means to clean. Sucia is dirty. Got it. Sucia. That's how you say it, not sucia. Sucia. Oh, I did not know that. Sucia. Mm-mm. All right, so listen, let's say a little prayer for Judy. Looks like she could, you pronounce sushi like an Italian. I am, Susia. Oh, I didn't know that. I did not know that. That is new. Emphasis on Susia, but it's Olympia, right? I love something in Latin Spanish and Spanish Spanish and Italian. Ja, ja, ja. Ha, ha, ha. Margarita, I only got some of those words. Sucia. Sucia. Sucia? C is like an S. Sucia. Accent like sucia. Estacionamiento sucia means dirty parking lot. Ah! Oh, I'm not going to remember it. Sucia. All right. Mujeres sucia. Ah, oh, look at me. I learned a fun word. Susudio. Susudio. From the song? I think we're stretching. All right, let's go. We got to go to work. Everybody's busy. So thanks for watching. Today's Spanish word is sucia. Mujeres sucias. Dirty women. So mujeres sucias. Y mi viajan y España. That was close. The Pachecos are like, that's not right, but we're coming to Spain with dirty women. Sucia. Sucias. It would be plural. Mujeres sucias. Because if mujeres is plural, and so is the adjective, which makes you want to punch yourself in the face. And have a great day. So thanks for watching, everybody. I feel like we did a lot today, and I'm feeling really good about where we landed. I want to thank Dina for being here and starting this whole thing, and we'll see when we're going to get to Spain. But like Judy says, do something nice for yourself and others today. And I hope you have a great day and a blessed day. We'll see you tonight for Tipsy Tuesday. Hopefully have an announcement for our fall trip. So stay tuned for that. And that's it. I will see you guys tonight sometime. All right. Have a great one. I'll see you soon.
Hey, guys. If you enjoyed today's morning show, make sure to follow us for more One Funny Mother content.
Okay, all right. Morse code is tapping.
And check out onefunnymotherstore.com for great new inappropriate swag. And for more exclusive content, consider becoming a supporter.
She got a bad leg.
Thanks again, and we'll see you tomorrow on One Funny Morning.